with proper forest management, I don't think we'll have the problems that we've had in the past, and therefore, I feel we can have compatible usage of our state lands and keep it open to all citizens of our state and not just a select few. That's about all I have to say. Joe Stavansky from Mount Sioux Loggers, I think he wants to say a few words.
Okay, go ahead, Joe.
Yes, my name is Joel Stefanski, and I'm with the Mount Sioux Loggers Association, and I would also like to say that I hope that people reconsider and keeping areas like this open for future timber harvesting for the public, for the general public of Alaska. By locking it up, I think we're doing a lot of harm for the people of Alaska for the generations to come, and I know we need to keep a multiple-use area, not single use for recreation and tourism. Needs to, the resources are there for a purpose, and it would be used for the people under proper management conditions. And I'd like to stress that. And we have enough wilderness and recreation area locked up, and right here in the Mount Sioux Valley, we have some problems already with having access to timber. And I think you got to look at the long-term effect here of the people of Alaska, and that not all of us employed by the state or federal local government, that there are people willing to work out there for a living and to keep this idea when bills like this come up. Basically, that's all I have to say, is that I hope there's some thinking here and some better better opinions on what should be done for the state of Alaska and its resources. Thank you very much.
So, Joel, are you telling us down here that unless we have a chainsaw in our hand or an axe, we're not working?
What I'm saying is that not everyone needs to be pushing pamphlets and driving tour buses. Alaska was founded on the rugged individual type of people, the miners, trappers, loggers, fishermen, and there's still people who like to live that type of lifestyle up here.
At this time, we'll go to Anchorage, and we'll go to Richard Tindall.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I hope I'm coming through okay.
Sound fine. Go ahead, please.
Okay. I wasn't sure that I'd have a chance to speak, so this is off the cuff, and I'll try to keep it as on track and organized as possible. I might just as well introduce myself. My name is Richard Tindall. I'm a consulting forester. I'm also director of the Resource Development Council of Alaska's Division of Renewable Resources, and I have their permission to speak to the House Bill 239. And I personally, as well as RDC, am opposed to the bill. I feel that it takes a chunk out of the Tanana Valley State Forest and its purpose of managing the renewable resources as the state constitution requires under the principles of sustained yield. I feel that it is not in the public interest to remove over 360,000 acres of productive timberland, which represents about a third of the Delta area's allowable cut. I think that the goals of the bill to protect and maintain fish and wildlife habitat, to protect and maintain public enjoyment of fish and wildlife and their habitat, to protect and maintain general public recreation and a quality environment, and to protect and maintain winter recreation can accommodate forest management practices. The Tanana State Forest, as I mentioned, requires multiple use and confirms Section 8 of the state constitution. House Bill 239 requires or will not permit roads to be constructed in the public use area. It will not permit commercial timber harvest, but it will provide for timber cutting for, quote, personal use, unquote. And my feeling is, as a professional forester, that this practice will perpetuate the present high high grading of our interior forests without provision for reforestation or the assurance of forest succession of young, thrifty trees of the next generation. In fact, by keeping fire out of the forest has been done for more than 50 years, these present over-matured trees drop out in their natural succession without timber harvest, without site scarification, will very likely be grass, that is Calamagrostis canadensis. It seems very possible that the supporters of this bill have either never heard of the science and profession of forestry, or they choose to ignore or at least downgrade the profession. I have a definition of forest management as accepted by the Society of American Foresters, and that is that forest management constitutes the science and art of controlling, protecting, producing, and utilizing forests in order to realize the largest human benefits from their existence and use. I'm saying that we can indeed have our cake and eat it too. I'd like to close with a quote from Carl Schurz, who was one of our first Secretaries of Interior back in the late 17 or 1870s. And he spoke to then the American Forestry Association in 1889. And he spoke against the rape and run that was going on throughout the eastern part of the United States in the forests. And it was difficult for him to understand under our free enterprise system why this was going on. And through his efforts and people like Gifford Pinchot and President Teddy Roosevelt, the National Forest Systems were instituted. And Carl Schurz went on to say in closing, when speaking of the preservation of forests, we do not mean that they should be kept untouched and unused as a miser keeps his hoard, but they should be made useful in a way of preventing their destruction and even improving their value, as forests are made useful in other civilized countries. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the opportunity to speak to the committee.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kendall. I have been notified that we have another pressing meeting with the majority caucus that has come up, so I regretfully say that we are going to have to stop this teleconference. For those folks that did not get the opportunity, we are going to hold the bill over. We are not planning on passing it out. We will schedule another opportunity for you to testify. Those of you who will be unable to do that could send your testimony in writing, as I mentioned earlier. Thank you very much, and have a good day. House Resources Committee is adjourned at 4:55.